A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 24. Every day form so is tripartite, according to St. Gregory, theologian. Virtue, when established in the intelligence, he calls discretion. Understanding and wisdom, when in the incentive power, he calls it a courage and patience. And when in the faculty of desire, he calls it love, restraint, and self-control. Justice or right judgment penetrates all three aspects of the soul, enabling them to function in harmony. Through discretion, the soul fights against the hostile powers and defends the virtues. Through self-restraint, it views things dispassionately. Through love, it urges a man to love all men as himself. Through self-control, it eliminates every sensual pleasure. Finally, through courage and patience, it arms itself against its invisible enemies. This is the harmony of the melodious organ of the soul. St. Theodoros the Great begins to address in detail the various aspects of spiritual life. He points out the importance of any of them. Each area of the soul must undergo purification and healing so that the soul can emit the sweet melody of the organ. He emphasizes that it is not possible to choose from the following instructions the ones one likes, or their fulfillment is not associated with too much effort. Simply, everything is important. The warning mentioned is important, since one is often tempted to ignore some signs of the passions, because one is satisfied that one has achieved a clear success in many other areas. However, this is questionable. Even if perfection were to be achieved in these areas, it is always damaged and devalued by the manifestations of those areas of the soul that have not yet been purified. As it is very easy to fall into temptation, especially when we are struggling in certain areas, it is important to strictly follow the advice of our spiritual father and focus on practicing the virtues that he will specifically point out to us. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.